Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call it 664 Seasons.
Yeah, this is encouraging. One of our coworkers just tweeted, "I've never wanted a week to end so badly, and it's only Tuesday." So Sean's in a very bad place right now. Meanwhile, he's barely worked the last 2 weeks. He wants this week to end. And why? Because there's a caller and there are a few Giant fans that are rooting for the Eagles? Is that really causing you such hysteria?
It's not callers. I love our callers. It's not the Eagles. I think it's just we have capped off on Tuesday. And it's just this: Eagles are in the Super Bowl, Saquon arguing, Giant fans eating each other alive, Tommy has no backbone as a Giant fan, like all of it. And I understand this is why we're here, right? The Super Bowl week and all of it, for me, maybe my blood just beats a little different as a Giant fan. I don't like this week.
I want to sell
you. I'm annoyed with the Eagles' presence.
Okay. I want to sell you on an idea I told Tiki. I whispered to him while you were doing a read before on maybe a reason why you should consider rooting for the Philadelphia Eagles. Okay, just hear me out, Giant fans. I am not rooting for the Eagles, by the way. I'm rooting for the Chiefs. I want Mahomes to win a Super Bowl. I can't stand Philadelphia. Like, this is a no-brainer for me.
And you wore an Eagle hoodie today.
I'm not wearing an Eagle. I'm wearing a green hoodie.
You're wearing a Jet hoodie.
That's more of a Jet hoodie.
Yeah, it's a Jet hoodie, even though it's not even a Jet hoodie. So think about it. You hate Cowboy fans, right, Giant fans?
Yes.
Like, that's what Lawrence and OKC said. That's what Tommy has said. Tiki, you're certainly no fan of the Dallas Cowboys.
No, I'm a double hater.
Okay. We don't like the Cowboys. What would bother Cowboy fans more than the Eagles winning the Super Bowl? The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
And they're closer to the Eagles, at least they have been, in the last couple of years.
That's right.
Than we are.
And they haven't even gotten to a championship game in how many decades? So, not saying this should be the end-all, be-all, but one positive on the Eagles winning is the pain it will cause the Cowboy fan in your life that you also despise.
That was the tease payoff?
Tiki bought it. You don't buy that?
The best you got?
You don't buy that?
You don't think Cowboy fans will be upset if the Eagles win a championship?
Okay. All right. If that was Evan's point, would
that
Cowboy...
That is my point. What I just said.
No. Hold on. No. But you're not thinking about the point from the point.
What's the point from the point?
Yeah, Cowboy fans would be miserable. You know who else would be miserable? Us! Because we also hate the Eagles. That is the point. So, yes. Okay, great. The Eagles win. Ha ha, Cowboy fans. I'm the same thing. Why would I want that?
Because at least they're unhappy, too. You know what I mean?
They just hired Brian Schottenheimer. They got their own problems.
Sean, real quick for Sean here. So you're rooting, we know why, look, we get it. We hate the Eagles. You hate their fans. I hate their fans. You hate their fans. Were you rooting for the Mets over the Phillies?
Was I rooting for the Mets over the Phillies?
Yeah, when you asked the question back to me, I played that game with Craig all the time.
I'm trying to remember.
You don't want to answer. What's the answer? Rooting for the Phillies.
No, no, I wasn't. So to be honest with you, I had to think for a second. When did the Mets play the Phillies?
I think we got to get to the crux of this, but go ahead.
I will tell you the same answer I had a little while ago. I wasn't rooting for anybody. Whatever happened, happened.
Can you admit this then? The biggest reason you're rooting against the Eagles is because if Saquon Barkley wins a Super Bowl with the Eagles, it will make the Giants look bad, and you can't live with that.
Well, there's two things at play here. I think the Giants already look bad publicly, and there's no stopping that train, even if I disagree with the reasoning.
So why do you care now?
Why do I care now? I care for the same reason I cared in 2018 when I didn't work with any of you, which is I hate the Philadelphia Eagles, and I don't want to see them win Super Bowls. That's it. I used to love and cherish the idea that the Eagles couldn't win a single Super Bowl. Then they did. Then they beat the Patriots. I don't want them to start closing the gap
right,
on the Giants.
This is a new layer to this.
Sure,
like, this
sure,
is no. unprecedented.
It's an added layer, but ultimately, I promise, and there's no way to prove this, I promise you, I would have the same hatred this week if it was just the Eagles. Now, there's more personally on the line because I crapped on the side.
Sure. I feel like you're living too much in history. Like
Probably.
You're taking history that is not relevant to right now, to the last decade even, and you're making it a deciding factor in your decisions or your emotions, or I don't even know what I'm talking about, but the Eagles have been so much better over the last decade. Give Howie Roseman so much credit. I just read this article about him, about how much of a grind it was to get to where he was and have the real power that he has now to shape championship teams because of who his coaches were, right? Andy Reid was, he was just kind of like, all right, do this.
Right.
Andy Reid was making all the decisions, and then Chip Kelly came, and Chip Kelly wanted to do all the same things that Andy Reid was doing, and for some reason, the Eagles let him do it. And so he like was just this secondary figure. And then they finally, all right, Chip, get out of here. Howie, take over. You're the general manager. And look what's happened.
Yeah.
And so you give him credit for just getting a chance to create winners. And so think of how good they've been for the last decade.
Oh, I agree.
And so to try to wrap in giant 80s and 90s history to this story doesn't make sense to me.
Okay, so I'm going to try to speak to this like at a level of whatever. Like, I get that Howie Roseman's great. I'm jealous. I wish Howie Roseman was running the Giants. To me, this is where it comes into play. The Eagles are so good and so well run that the moment they get another here, I do fear a bit of a dynasty being ripped off. And to me, I don't know, like when I grew up as a fan, my father ingrained in me, and maybe he was nuts himself, which is you are a fan of, you know, the Yankees, Giants, Nets, Rangers, and these are the teams that are our rivals. Mm-hmm. And our rivals, basically, you don't spit on them if they're on fire. And to me, the Eagles are in that vein. They're one of like five teams I can't stand the most, so I don't want them to start budding a dynasty.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah, but what if it's inevitable?
No, it's just not inevitable.
Well, if it's dynasty, there will be no dynasty as long as the Kansas City Chiefs walk God's green earth. I'll tell you that.
That's the thing, Tiki, and I think that's why I'm fearful. You can't control the inevitable. So all I can control what's in front of me right now, which is I'm praying.
Are you ready for your next winter adventure? Whether it's a stylish all-wheel drive SUV to get the family where they need to go, or an innovative EV to make the switch to electric, ChevyDriveChicago.com has you covered. With Equinox, Traverse, Silverado, Trax, and Trailblazer, you're sure to find the perfect Chevy to match your needs and lifestyle. But finding the right car is only part of the story. Winter weather is here, and your vehicle needs to be ready for anything. From oil changes and tire rotations to unexpected repairs, your local Chevy dealer is here to help. Their team of experts knows your vehicle, and they will make sure your car is safe, reliable, and ready to handle whatever the season brings. So why wait? Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today to find your local dealer, shop the latest vehicles, and schedule your service appointment. ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. ski down snow-covered slopes, and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
To the football gods that this team does not win the Super Bowl.
That's it.
I can guarantee you one thing, Teague, and Howie Roseman is the best GM in football, maybe the best GM in sports. I got nothing but respect for the Eagles, and they're going to be good every year. Okay, now that I got that out of the way, they ain't going to be a dynasty.
No, I mean, you know why? It's an overused term, but there's only...
Well, there is one. There's currently one going on right now.
I know.
But and what does that dynasty have?
Championships.
Yeah, no, but what does it have that the Eagles
it's
do
all
not
the
have?
The Eagles' former coach.
That's a part of it. They have an all-time quarterback.
Of course.
Jalen Hurts is good. He's good. No issue with him. He will never be the quarterback of a dynasty. He may win a championship.
How do you know?
Because
all it takes is a one in your pocket. He's already
been
to two now.
I'm going to tell you why, Sean. Because to me, if I'm going to give you an NFL historian opinion, there's really only been, let's say, the Chiefs are a dynasty. The Patriots are a dynasty. I'd say the Niners were close to one. I'd say the Niners were close to being a dynasty.
Steelers.
The Steelers of the 70s and the Packers, because it predates the Super Bowl and then goes into the Super Bowl. Think about who the quarterbacks were for all of those teams.
No doubt, dude. But
who were they? Let's go through them.
Bradshaw,
Bart Montana. Starr, Terry Bradshaw, Joe Montana, Tom Brady, and Patrick Mahomes. Jalen Hurts is, and you know this, Teague, he's a good quarterback.
Of course he is.
He ain't that.
Yeah, but they win differently.
Okay.
Go ahead.
They do win differently. They're a different built team. And by the way, that's part of a debate people have had about Terry Bradshaw forever. Evan, you don't know what we're going to think about Jalen Hurts 10 years from now. That's all I'm saying.
I'm confident that we won't be saying that. He may be a Hall of Famer, but I don't think on that kind of level. But we'll see. It's the beauty of sports, right? Let's go to Ike in Brooklyn. What's up, Ike?
Guys, how you doing?
We're good.
Good.
Okay, Evan, you're an Islander fan. You must root for the Eagles.
Excuse me?
You know what?
Why?
You're an Islander fan.
I'm an Islander fan who has to root for the Eagles. Why? Because the Chiefs are going to match the Islanders' dynasty of the 80s? Is that the logic you're going to use?
That's exactly correct.
Come on! I can't buy that! By the way, very interesting, though. Like, I give him a lot of credit.
There's no way he's even thinking about that.
With the Lightning. With the Lightning a few years ago?
Yeah.
Of course.
Nobody's even thinking about that crossover.
It's the same sport. In football, no.
No, the hockey-football crossover is not even close to on people's
minds. I don't
minds.
Think there are sports crossovers when it comes to dynasties. I think we keep it separate for the most part.
I feel like the Islanders were brought up on one of these games this year, primetime, about being a team that has done
that. No, it may be brought up as a team that's accomplished it, but I just, for the, like, let me give you a great example. Yankee fans. I'll ask you guys. Oh, yeah. You're a Yankee fan. Do the Chiefs winning a championship, which would be a three-peat, right? Haven't been many three-peats.
No.
The Yankees had a three-peat. Is that going to make you think about the Yankees at all?
It's apples and cantaloupes.
Okay. At all.
Cantaloupes are the fruit.
I don't even know. Like, it doesn't work at all. Or the Lakers. You think Laker fans right now, they're thinking about Luka. Are they thinking about, well, if the Chiefs win three in a row, they match our three in a row.
Or the Bulls. No, nobody is.
I don't think so at all. And the reason I brought up the Yankees is because they're a New York team, and so we have Yankee fans who may say, yeah, I'm rooting against the Chiefs because of... In fact, I have not heard, and I can't tell you I listen to every second of WFAN, but I listen a lot. I listen to a lot of Big Mac. I listen to a lot of Keith. I listen a lot. I have not heard a caller, one caller, call up and say, hey, guys, here's why I'm rooting against the Chiefs, the Yankees.
No.
So the Islander one,
it's a different side of your brain or a different part of your sports brain.
Let's go. Yes. Let's go to Ron in Port Jefferson. Hey, Ron.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
So I have Saquon college jersey. John, I go to Giant games. This guy Lawrence is a clown. If you want to go to the Philadelphia Green and score with the Eagles, then go. But we will not root for you.
All right. Well, your phone is cutting out, Ron, but I understand. Ron made Sean very nervous because the way he started the phone call by talking about having Saquon's college jersey, Sean was afraid it was going the other way.
Yeah, his phone connection was worse than Dave Gettleman's.
Peter is in New Jersey. What's up, Peter?
Hey, so I agree with Sean. One of the reasons are you're a fan of the team, right? If a player goes to a different team, that's great. I can like that player, but I'm not going to root for that other team, especially if they're a rival. Now, Evan, Got a question for you.
Yes.
You're a diehard baseball fan, right?
Yes.
That's your number one sport.
Got
so which
me,
team
got
do you hate
sports.
More, the Phillies?
Yep.
Phillies or the Braves?
I hate the Atlanta. Boy. I hate the. I went back and forth when they played
Come
in the
on.
Playoffs. No, I'm going to give.
Yeah.
I want to give you the answer. I can't stand both of them. I found myself rooting for the Atlanta Braves in the postseason when they played the last
okay.
couple of years.
So you despise the Phillies more,
yeah.
right?
I despise
what
their...
What AL team do you despise the most?
I mean, you know the answer to that, so why are you asking?
Okay, so if Pete Alonso
yeah.
went to the Phillies
yeah.
and was playing the team that you hate the most in the AL, would you root for your rival?
That's a great question, Peter, because I was on the air in 2009 when the Yankees played the Philadelphia Phillies, and it was very conflicting for me because, remember, the Mets and the Phillies rivalry really met its height during that time period. That was when Jimmy Rollins yeah. said, we're the team to beat, and Beltran spoke, and then Cole Hamels came on the show with Joe and I and called the Mets choke artists. Like, Mets-Phillies was a thing during that time period. They go to a second straight World Series, they're playing the Yankees. And I remember it pissed a lot of Yankee fans off, but I was always honest. I said, I'm rooting for the Phillies. And when people would ask me, how could you do that? I'd right. say, because I live with Yankee fans.
Yeah.
They're my neighbors. So if the Phillies win, I could kind of ignore it more than I can if the
not
Yankees
really.
Win.
It's close enough that you're not going to fully ignore it.
But it's not down the street.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season two. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.